You're finally here, hummingbird. I know you're probably a bit uncomfortable. Wrists and ankles chained the way they are. Jaw held open uncomfortably wide with a gag. Probably blindfolded. I haven't decided yet. But you're disorientated. And scared. I've made damn sure of that. For the next little while, you need to get your shit together. And listen closely to this recording. Until I say otherwise again, you are not my hummingbird. You are not my baby, my sweetheart, my love. You know why you're here. You have a vague notion of what's going to happen to you. You know how long you'll be here. But I'm going to remind you anyway. I'm still musing on the details of your capture. You know how I so love to take my time with things, to make sure I've considered every option, every little what if, to really grab hold of something, to make sure that once I've got it in my grip, I'll be able to stay in complete and total control. That it won't start to... I may not have all the details of the capture process worked out just yet. Things to muse on later. But your life here? Oh, darling. I know you'll play the part of being here against your will perfectly. You always do. What won't be acting, however, is the fact that you're totally helpless. You don't know where you are. And you really have only just gotten a small taste of what's coming to you. I know you're scared. It's all right to be scared. You know I'm never far away to keep you safe. I've already got the cameras set up in your room. As I'm recording this, I'm staring at the empty space where you should be. Looks like an MRI of my heart. If I know you as well as I know I do, then I'm sure you've already tried to get your wrists and ankles loose. You probably look dumb as hell trying. My cock strains against my zipper at the look of joyous shock that'll cross your face when you realize you can't. The way you'll bite your lower lip and sink back down into the pillow, eyes starting to water, not with fear, but with anticipation of what's going to happen to you next. You're probably thinking you're going to be raped. Well, you'd be half right about that. No, you will not just be raped. You will be bred. That's what all sex is here. Breeding. My primary interest, my ultimate hyperfixation, will always be that gorgeous, sick, fucked up little mind of yours. But I won't be neglecting the main reason you've been brought here either. I'm mostly focused on that nice empty spot between your lips. But when I say you will be bred in every single hole, I do mean every single hole. You're going to be my perfect little breeding slave, no matter how long it takes to train you to be such. It's going to take some adjustment on your part, no matter how steel-willed you think you are. I can make 'em break when I want to. I always do. Not like you have a choice in the matter. I've taken you by force. Obviously, I'm going to keep and use you by force. You'll be kept dressed like the perfect little princess, enchained like the animal that you are, to be fucked and abused any time that I want, any way that I want. And you may as well start getting used to it. I've kept a few slaves in my time. Got some kinky hang-ups like, rape, forced breeding, S&M, dungeon games. Yeah, you catch a drift. And when I decide it's playtime, or I need to go on a little hunting trip, I'm very selective with my prey. You're creative. You're talented. You've got a hell of a way with your words. And with your body, even more so. With a little practice in deception and manipulation, I can have any bunny I want bounce her sweet little ass down those stairs and into my dungeon. I did say my dungeon, not your basement. Don't panic, bunny. That room's all yours. You're finally here, and I'm gonna make the absolute most of it. This is your basement. I custom designed it just for you. You know that. The fanciest equipment in here was special built by myself and a few trusted friends. Every device that I could find everywhere has been something ripped directly from that folder you think you keep so well hidden on a flash drive. You really need to get better about your cybersecurity. Seriously, who the fuck keeps porn on a thumb drive? Everything, down to every single vibrator and dildo, has been specifically selected for you. I've made this tomb your paradise. It's completely soundproof. I know how noisy you get sometimes. Escape-proof as well. I've made so sure that you'll never want to leave, that I've not even put any real locks on the door. I'm getting ahead of myself. As I mentioned earlier, you'll be kept like an animal. A dumb bunny locked in her cage. My princess, my damsel in constant distress. A pretty piece of meat that I will use and exploit. I usually make it a very sure point to not like any of my slaves too much. To only show them the bare amount of respect necessary. But no, not you. Not my hummingbird. I respect you. Above all else, I value and treasure your creativity. I'm so in love with you. The last thing that I want is for your mind to irreversibly break. I will never do anything to you that you haven't wanted me to do to you. Like the rest of my precious pets, you'll be fed and watered, kept clean, and allowed to use the bathroom when necessary. If I'm feeling nice that day. And in turn, for the kindness of caring for you, you're going to be used hard. Particularly so during the first few days, while you're still wet, fresh, malleable. You're going to be kept restrained in a variety of different positions, usually with your knees and your legs forced wide apart and your arms either over your head or behind your back. I love just watching. I love sitting there, unmoving, watching the blood slowly pool to their cheeks with embarrassment as my eyes rake over every square inch of their bodies while they try to squirm, trying to avert their gaze from me so they don't have to think about what comes next. Your pussy and ass are gonna get such a workout, baby. But I'll be getting specially acquainted with your mouth. On numerous occasions, most likely daily, You'll be forced to suck cock. Or whatever else I put in there, until your jaw aches and feels like if you have to suck for even one more second, the pressure will pull your teeth right from your head. That's the easy part. Because it will be all sucking. Sometimes I'll just want you on your knees, my cock in your mouth, you looking up at me all teary-eyed and humiliated, petting your face and hair with my big, strong hand, watching the anxiety spread across your face and your pretty eyes clamp shut when you feel me start to grow between your lips. Hear those adorable little whimpers and moans and gags of resistance while you struggle to pull away. Oh, but you can't. You've got a collar around your neck. Did you forget? Attached to a leash wrapped around my other fist. Pulled taut, keeping you in place. There's nowhere for you to run. Held completely still, you will have no other option but to look into the eye holes of my mask and weigh the consequences of your actions. Who stares back at you while you have your throat fucking raped? You'll never know. I know you're inexperienced with all of this, or were, when I first found you, but I like to think I've done a decent job warming you up. You know I take my time with things. I'm very thorough. I've made sure that your official training will feel more like relearning to ride a bike, maybe, after a few years of not having touched one. Not some barbaric crash course. I've altered my course in a few ways to make sure it's absolutely perfect for you. My usual routine has always worked pretty well enough. Some minor adjustments. But you needed something entirely custom. How not like the other girls of you. Does that make you feel special? Don't let it go to your head. You might be special to me, but at the end of the night, a whore's a whore. You know me, sweetheart. More than hurting you, more than smacking you around, more than wrapping my fist around that cute little throat of yours and squeezing until you turn purple, I get off on mind games. Some days when I'm feeling particularly picky, I'm gonna drug you up real heavy with a combination of oh fuck, look at you. Oh, you're making me run my mouth like this. I almost revealed all my secrets. Tell you what, just because I want to see the panic on your face, I've got two in mind for one particular use. I want to know the deepest aspects of your mind, and you're going to let me in. I know how much it scares you, how much it embarrasses you to utter even those weird little half-formed thoughts that make no sense to anyone except you, but turn you on like nothing else can. I want to know those. I want to know everything. The two drugs I have in mind will make you extremely susceptible to hypnosis. Combine the drugs, a little bit of repetition, the sound of my voice, how much I know you love it. I'll have you singing your most embarrassing thoughts like they're your favorite song, sitting right next to you and stroking myself the entire time. And you'll be none the wiser. Nobody's going to be looking for you here. They have no idea where you are. You have no idea where you are. Shit, do I know where you're at? Of course I do. You're at home, sweet bunny. Our home. This place is yours, too. There's not going to be any knights in shining armor to come save you. Because I don't intend for you to need saving. As for escaping, well, it's hardly worth mentioning. Let's go ahead and talk about it anyways. I'm sure you'll try. Not only is it human nature, but it is your nature. I knew you'd do it to test me. Why you insist on testing me when it is I who wrote the fucking course material? Not a clue. I have the foggiest. Maybe you really are just as dumb as you are cute. But now you're on my turf. And it wouldn't just be a great deal of unnecessary frustration to have you go streaking through the woods screaming rape and kidnap at the top of your lungs. That would be a fucking embarrassment. And darling, I don't take too kindly to embarrassments. You take it so much better. But I know you. I know you can't trust yourself. So you'll be kept in an environment that feels even more secure than a prison cell. Attached to that eternity collar around your neck will be a reasonably lengthed but very heavy chain that will be padlocked to a ring on the wall behind you. It's going to start to strain and ache on your neck after a while. You'll get plenty of breaks. I have little intention of keeping you attached to the wall whenever I'm in here. With the concrete walls, floor, and ceiling, it's completely soundproof, very well tested. And keeping you securely locked in is a very heavy steel door with 5 different kinds of locks on the outside. They're just for show, though. Only if you want them to be. If you really want it to be, the whole room can be made completely escape-proof, even with the help of power tools. Also, very well tested. The circumstances of how you will be left unattended will change depending on the situation. If I'm elsewhere in the house, I'll leave you unrestrained, free to move about and do whatever it is your heart desires. Color, write, lounge among your stuffies and listen to music. Relax. That's your time to be you. If there's something you need to help you do that, I'm giving you a direct order to let me know. You can do that for me. I know you can. While I'm at work, however, you will be so restrained with ropes, belts, chains, the mere weight of my threats, that you will be barely able to move. If I get even a hint that you're feeling particularly flighty one day, I'll gladly bring out the dog cage. The locks on that won't just be for decoration. If you take a quick glance to the 4 corners of the room, you'll notice some cameras. There's more in the bathroom. If I've left enough room for you to move your arms and hands, go ahead and give a little wave. Good dumb girl. So predictable. Just the way I like him. I'll be able to keep an eye on you from anywhere. On my phone at the table as I'm having breakfast, tugging myself off in preparation to give you yours. At work on my second monitor, where I have a few pairs of your dirty underwear stuffed into a drawer that I will absolutely be smelling and licking while I watch. On the TV, when I invite some friends over for a few beers, giving them a little glance at the piece of heaven that I've stolen for myself. And on my laptop in bed, imagining you're there with me, just waiting for the day that Daddy's good girl has proven she's earned upstairs privileges. The cameras are connected to a secure private server, accessible only to me and a select amount of people who've paid enough of a pretty penny. You'll be watched 24/7. You'll never be alone again. Isn't that such a comforting thought? Electronics are pretty great. They're expensive as fuck, but, well, everything in their room is expensive as fuck. including you. Most expensive little whore I've ever had. Gonna have fun using the ceiling beams to suspend you by the wrists and throw my loose change at you. You'll definitely be blindfolded for that one. It goes to say, I've had a lot of experience with this. You're sure as shit not going anywhere. If you're not already naked, you soon will be. You might as well get used to it. I've gone out and bought a whole new wardrobe for you. Frilly, cutesy, pink, hyper-feminine, girly things that I know would embarrass you from just how much you secretly like it. Mixing, of course, with pieces of lingerie that I just can't live without. That maid dress being one of them. Watching a woman's naked body is fun and all, but forcing her to dress up in something pretty, degrading, and humiliating. Oh, I'm fucking throbbing at the thought. Like I said, you'll be fed and watered on a regular basis. Food, 3 meals a day. Perfectly nutritionally balanced. I'll never force you to eat anything. Well, except my cum, of course. That's going to be one of your primary food groups. You're allowed to make any requests for kinds of food and drink that you want. Just know that the better and more expensive it is, the more likely I am to jerk off into it first. Make sure you really savor each bite. Chew it for 30 seconds before you can swallow. Because of anxiety and nerves, you might not want to eat a whole lot for the first few days. And you know what? That's fine. I prefer to keep you in a weakened condition for the first while anyways. Makes your brain more pliable and your body more usable. Well, let's change the subject a little bit. It's been well established that I've put a lot of time and money into this basement. It only makes sense that this is where you'll spend most of your time. But eventually, when my princesses behave enough, I like to give them some upstairs privileges. Sometimes I even take them out on dates. Isn't that so romantic of me? Most of the time, upstairs privileges will consist of servicing me in my office on my days off. Or I'll take you to bed if you've been really good. I've got a couple of real close friends I party with once in a while. They know all about what I do, what I'm into. They even like to help out on occasion, if the situation calls for it. You're absolutely going to be required to service them. I want to get off on your pathetic face of desperation as you're filled by handfuls of other guys, constantly looking to me for approval. Knowing that I'm going to punish the hell out of you for it later if you feel even an ounce of pleasure without my permission. Lucky for you, it's just fucking and sucking. I'd never let them lay a hand on you. I'd never let anyone hurt my princess. The idea of that is tantamount to their death. I've had a slave get pregnant before. That's where the real party gets started. Out of all the kinks my friends and I have in common, breeding and milking is the strongest. And it goes into overdrive when we get our hands on a pregnant bitch. You'll be taken into the living room, put on the floor on your knees, wrists attached to your ankles, and a posture pole in place. I'll make sure your breasts are full, sore, aching, begging for relief. I know how sensitive your nipples already are. Can you imagine the torture of that? We'll take turns, passing you around like a toy, fucking your pregnant tits and absolutely soaking them in our cum, occasionally making you take it in the mouth as well. By the end of the night, you're gonna feel like your jaw is about to fall off. After we've all had our fill of your mouth, we'll knock you to the floor. Gently, of course. Just enough to make you face down, ass up. You know, I've got this one friend. Body-wise, he's bigger than me. And he's always horny. He never fucking shuts up about how much he loves pussy. It gets annoying sometimes, but he's willing to pay good money for what he likes, so I keep him around. He's really into sniffing. After I let him at you, he's gonna circle around you a little bit. I don't know why he does that. I think it's an intimidation tactic. It always works. He always gets the girl trembling by his third lap when he starts touching her when she's least expecting it. And just when she's about to break, that's when he makes his first real move. Watching a girl's face fucking contort in humiliation when he drops to his knees, pulls her panties to the side, and sinks his face into her soaking cunt. I taught him well. After he makes sure you're nice and soaked and he's got a good appetizer, he goes in for his main course. Depending on how wet you get, it's a pretty 50-50 chance which hole he gets in. He doesn't seem to have much of a preference. Dude just goes insane for a warm, wet hole in any capacity. Between his legs, thick as hell, hung enough to deep throat a giraffe. But no matter how hard I try, I cannot get him to use it good. Or maybe he just doesn't care to. Once he gets hips deep in you, he goes absolutely apeshit, slamming into whichever hole he's got himself into until she's screaming. Lucky he's fast. Once he gets himself inside, he's like an animal. He's only gonna go to town for about 3 to 4 minutes. You won't be able to see it, but his tongue practically falls the fuck out of his mouth when he starts panning. It's fun to watch a whore shudder in disgust when she feels his drool and sweat drip onto her back. He's gonna tug at your hair real rough to keep you in place while he's going at it. Probably scratch your back up and bite the back of your neck a little too. He likes to mark his territory. But at the end of the day, he knows his place. Nothing I can't cover. Nothing that won't heal. He finishes inside, regardless of the hole or whether or not she's on any kind of birth control or if I care to make him put on a condom. That's when the waterworks start. He always laughs, smacks her on the ass, pushes her over, and walks away. The only thing that makes the whole thing better is lightly pressing my boot into the bitch's face when she starts crying from embarrassment. Taking off the boot when she inevitably cries louder. Muffling her with my socked foot when she really starts to whine, and threatening to shove my raw, salty, sweaty toes down her throat if she doesn't shut the fuck up. They never shut the fuck up. If you think this stuff is sick and depraved, you truly are a dumb girl. Reality, as you know, has changed for you. You found a pocket of the world where the code of the program holding our simulation together has scrambled. Slipped through, no-clipped here into my back room, into our liminal space. Here, anything can happen. Often does. And with you? Certainly will. I like a lot of stuff, I'm realizing. Even outside of kinks. I like the rain. I like the view of morning sunlight streaming through the trees as I sit outside and sip my coffee, listening to the faint chirping and wondering if it's the birds or the whimpers of my pain slut. I like the mountains. I like how secluded they are. There's a freedom in isolation. I know you get it. Punishments, rules, rewards. Here, you are many things. My love, my darling, my sweetheart, my princess, my baby girl, my superstar, my whore, my slut, my slave, my dumb fucking little girl. Your discipline will be strict because I know you like it strict. I know the strictness makes you feel safe. You like to live your life in a box, locked by another person, holding the key, because because you're too scared of the fresh hell your mind can conjure when you're completely unrestrained. You need rules to focus on. The rules keep you grounded. The more rules, the better. I like that about you. You will be given a set of rules that can be adjusted to your comfort at any time necessary with the use of the safe word. Each time you violate one, you will be punished. Once you hear the rule the first time, it is stricter law than the Ten Commandments. You will learn to be my good girl in ways unimaginable, because each time you break a rule, you will be punished. If you violate a rule, I will violate you. I used a couple methods of punishment. I'm quite partial to the belt, of course. Whips and crops, those are all excellent fun. But when you hear that buckle jingle, and your mouth parts in the smallest little gasp, and your pretty eyes get all wide with fear and remembrance, yeah, I started to like using a belt a whole lot more when I met you. One of those little custom training pieces, I guess. Belts are good training aids, and so are shock collars. I'm not going to keep the shock collar on you all the time. Not when your perfectly chokeable neck is one of your most favorite things about you. I won't keep it on you when I'm not around. It'll never be too tight. It'll never take precedent over your real collar. And I'll never go higher than anything I don't know you can take. Anytime you start getting out of line, or getting too unruly for my tastes, one or both, the belt and the collar will be used on you. There aren't many rules for now. I'll slowly add more as time goes on. It's called training for a reason. I've kept them easy to remember, but you'll make mistakes. Every pet does. It's okay to make mistakes. I know you don't do it on purpose, but I don't appreciate repeat offenders. At some point, I'm just going to have to assume you're doing it to piss me off. During the first few hours, the first time you violate a rule, you'll be reminded of your place with a gentle but forceful face slap. The second time you violate the same rule, there will be light punishment. The third time, there will be no warning. Full force, unrestrained punishment. After your first day, I'm going to start to tighten the slack on you. Just a little more every day until I have the red strings of your mind pulled tight enough to snap with the softest flex of my finger. Before I jump into the rules, let me tell you a little bit about your rewards. Whatever you want, princess. Anything your beautiful little heart desires. Cuddles, kisses, head pats, movies, a full introduction to every single one of your stuffies. You want to sit in my lap and play video games for a few hours? Anything that gorgeous mind of yours can think of. If Daddy can make it happen, he will. Anything for Daddy's little girl. But if Daddy's little girl wants all of that, she has to behave. When I'm not Daddy, I am your master. You know that. My pleasure hole will be totally docile, speaking only when spoken to, and doing so quietly. Don't initiate conversation. Opening your mouth without being told to is just going to get your throat bred. I've seen how well you write. I know you know proper speech. When I speak to you, you will respond with such. As long as you're here, and we're in this dynamic, you will respond by saying, yes, master, no, sir, yes, sir, etc. After all the time, effort, and work I've put into you, into your new home, I think I deserve proper respect. I know I do. And I know you know it too, because you already give it to me so well. You really do give me everything I could ever ask for and more. Such a good girl for me. But should there ever come a time when you start to think that maybe you'd rather be a disrespectful, funny little bitch, you can try laughing about it when I've got you on your back, head draped over the side of the bed, my disgusting cock deep down inside your throat, so deep that my balls can just rest perfectly over your nose. Yeah, good luck breathing, let alone laughing. I might give you a few zaps from the shock collar just to feel that throat pussy squeeze my head. Commands will be obeyed and answered without resistance. You do what you're told, when you're told, exactly how you're told. Nothing more, nothing less. Never forget that you are a slave. My slave. When I decide to breed my bunnies, they don't struggle or resist unless I want them to. When I tell you to spread your legs as wide as you can, hold the hem of your shirt between those pretty lips so I can look at your perfect tits. Reach around your thighs and pull your panties to the side. Use those cute hands to spread your pussy lips wide and stare into the eye holes of my mask while I get off on watching you, your face turning red with embarrassment, your chest heaving as your excitement alters your breathing, your legs starting to squirm as I know your cunt starts fucking throbbing, waiting for me to finish, to spray my hot cum all over you, your gorgeous face, those tits, that cute stomach, thighs on your pussy, in your breeding hole. Pump your womb so fucking full of my baby-making juices. Whatever the fuck I want to do with it. Whatever the fuck I tell you to do. You do it with the utmost obedience. I don't care how humiliated and violated you think you feel. You're mine to humiliate and violate. You understand me, dumb buddy? Look at the fucking camera and nod if you understand me. Good whore. I know you're gonna nod when you hear this. I know my good girl better than she knows herself. That's why she loves me so much, isn't it? Tell me, princess. Tell daddy you love him. Good girl. I'm thinking about the last time I had your pretty lips wrapped around me. the way your pretty eyes looked up at me. All innocent, scared, nervous. Your makeup looked so pretty that day. Did you pick blue eyeshadow just for me? Yeah, I know you did. Even if you tried to deny it. You looked so much prettier when I was done ruining your face, though. Fucking the absolute hell out of your throat. Rubbing my cock all over that pretty face and smearing everything while your tongue neatly lapped at my balls. Oh, fucking hell, darling. That's how I've always known you were a keeper. I've seen what you can do with your mouth. Ever since I first saw those videos you posted online, the pictures you sent me, I've known you'd give me the perfect blowjob every single time. When I get ready to come, and I shove myself all the way in, holding myself there until I'm finished unloading, swallow all of it. Swallow all of it for me. Every single fucking drop of cum, princess. Fuck. Oh, fuck. Master, Mrs. Daddy, Mrs. His princess. Daddy, Mrs. His princess. So much, sweetheart. Every day is agony not having you here. I can't wait to be able to see you whenever I want. I can't wait to have you here, honey. We're going to have such an incredible life together. For repeated rule violations, your punishments will become harsher and more brutal. I do enjoy the cruel and unusual, downright barbaric in some cases. And if it comes to that, you won't have anyone to blame but yourself. There's also, of course, going to be times where the belt and collar aren't used for your punishment, but for both of our pleasure. Manifest pleasure at the core of pain. Isn't that our motto, sweetheart? You have yet to experience the welts and burns of what my belt can really do. But I'm sure you will. No matter how hard you try to behave, I'll push you away to screw up somehow. Just so I can torment you with it. Now, let's discuss the talking. When I'm fucking and breeding you, you don't speak unless spoken to. Your mouth is for sucking, not speaking. In this headspace, the only time I want you to initiate speech is when you have to pee. You will ask properly and politely, like the good girl I know you can be. Master, may I please use the restroom? Or master, may I please pee? I might let you. I might make you wet yourself. Just to enjoy it, to see you cry about it, and force you to clean it up afterwards. We'll see what mood I'm in that day. And I think that pretty thoroughly covers the basics. I really try not to go out of my way to brutalize my pets. And I especially don't want to hurt my favorite bunny so badly she starts to resent me. Don't give me any trouble. And I won't do anything more to your body than what's necessary. When the newness of having you in the basement wears off, we'll settle into our routine. I'll see you first things in the mornings, when I come home from work on lunch break, and towards the later hours of the evening until you fall asleep. You'll have plenty of time to rest, sleep, listen to music, whatever you can manage to do with the limited mobility I choose to give you daily. There's no telling how much I'll be getting off on you. I know it'll be 3 times a day at minimum. Yeah, 3 times a day in your mouth, minimum. Until you start getting too exhausted, of course. I want to hurt you, not harm you. This is all for you. All of this. Every single bit of effort I've put into this since I first met you. It's been for you. I walk with a new purpose in life when I have you caged in my heart. What can I say? You really are something else. I cannot stress enough to you that I will never do anything to you that you don't want me to. I'm in control because you gave me control. I'm doing this to make you happy. I'm doing this because I love you. I think that well enough covers everything you need to know for now. Be the smart girl that I know you can be, and you'll pass training with flying colors. Very soon, sweetheart. Not long now at all.